Welcome, my friends. It's been a long time since we got together like this on a pre-record. Appreciate you giving me a listen and a download. Appreciate everybody that comes into the live streams too, and everybody that has made outside of normal what it is over the last 2 years. I just want to say thank you for that. Tonight we're going to visit an old friend we ain't been around to in a while. I invite you to come out and grab a rocking chair, grab you some sweet tea or lemonade, whichever one your heart desires. We got some food cooking out there on the barbie. Had Jack Daniels in the cooler for those willing to risk it. Tonight I'm bringing you another segment from that old familiar friend, the back porch. I am your host, Russell Brown. This is a presentation of Outside of Normal. It's good to see all y'all again. It's been a while. Tuesday night here in the big town. Clear skies, stars all around. Summer's coming in. Warm, mild temperatures, even at 9:30 at night. It's feeling pretty good out here in just enjoying life, man. Enjoying taking a break, being able to breathe a little bit. Kids are going to bed. Wife's doing her homework for college. And I got a little time to sit here and reflect on things. And it's rare that that gets to happen. Usually my time's filled with all kinds of little things, you know, that really don't seem that important. But if you don't do them, they become a problem, you know, kind of things. Yard work, school work, feeding kids, taking care of housework and all that good stuff. You know, things, little things, man, but they make up my day. And it's a good life, man. Between all the live shows I do in the morning, lunchtime, nighttime, just got this new show started this week, The Middle, me and Caps have come together, collaborated, and started a new show where the old man's show was running. The old man's still going to be on Mondays, don't worry. He'll still be doing one live show a week. But Tuesday through Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. GMT time, we'll be running The Middle. It's a news variety show hosted by me and Caps. And we got friends along the way to help contribute to that. And so far, through the first 2 days of doing it, I think it's been a pretty good success and a lot of good things going on. I haven't done a pre-record in I don't know how long. And a lot of that is I just haven't had the time. A lot of it is I didn't feel like I had anything worth saying, I guess. And routines, man, they change over time and sometimes things get left out, and with all the, you know, all the live shows and everything going on anyway, there's plenty of outside of normal to catch up on and to listen to. But I got this trivia show I do on Sundays with Caps, the Illuminated Brilliance of Caps, hosted right here on Outside of Normal. And then we got The Middle that we just started, and it's going to be a premiere show. And we're publishing it, so with the publishing of the trivia show and the publishing of The Middle, a lot of the other shows I used to publish, the After Midnights and the live shows that would happen in the morning and the lunchtime shows and all that that I would publish, a lot of that was filler, and for 2 years I've been putting out a lot of filler, and I got a lot of episodes out there because of it, and they're all in their own way worth listening to. But with The Middle starting and the trivia contest going and The Last Shot, the show I plan on starting on Saturdays with my buddy Paul, I'm going to have enough shows there, enough content to publish without having to publish the filler as much anymore. Anything interesting in conversations that go down on the filler shows, the live shows that we do for people, if something really interesting happens there, of course I'm going to publish that. I'm going to put it out there for people to hear, and I'll have it labeled a lot better than what I have had my past episodes labeled. I've spent a lot of time over the last year trying to figure out how I'm going to catalog all my episodes. So when you look at them, you'll see seasons 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 here and there. You'll see dates on some. You'll see just episode 1, 2, 3, 4 on some. It's all just me trying to figure out a system. But with these shows, with the middle and everything else, it'll be listed by date. And if I ever publish some of these filler shows, they will also be listed by date from now on, just to make it easier for everybody coming in and trying to download those and listen to what's going on and what's been happening around the bean. When I first started doing this, a little over 2 years ago with my son and Lex, it was really to do a podcast about banter, about talk, about getting to know people and their stories and what makes us all unique and what makes us all human and the shared experiences that we have that makes us all the same, really, you know, regardless of race, color, gender, all that other crazy stuff that people want their labels on and put out there for people to identify with or whatever. Regardless of all that, I wanted this podcast to be able to show where people are the same and we all come from the same place, you know. We all want our loved ones to be taken care of. We all want to succeed in life. We all want to have the best possible outcome for who we are. And that's what this podcast was about. You know, it was never about making money, being a career, making a job out of it, earning extra income, or it was never about any of that, really. I just wanted a way to get my voice out there. I got a lot of stuff in my head, a lot of things I've learned over the years that I feel like are worth sharing. Sometimes it comes out a little corny, right? You know, all this positive affirmation that happens. It comes out a little, you know, just corny. Is really the only word I can. It's like stuff that you already know, and it sounds silly when somebody else says it. You know, it's easy to shoot down happiness. It's easy to shoot down positivity. Negativity grows really fast, and it's hard to get rid of. It's hard to root out once you start getting a negative vibe. You start getting people in that negative mindset. It spreads like wildfire. And I thought maybe it'd be cool to change that around and spread positivity. And the fact that the reality of it is that while we are all crazy and there are things going around us all the time that are out of our control, our life is good and there's a lot of good things to it. And so I started the podcast with that in mind, and we had conversations, we met people, we start talking to, you know, the different people, and it becomes more of a community and more of a place to get around like-minded people and sometimes people who aren't like-minded and hash it out, go through it, figure out life. And I think over the last couple of years we've succeeded with that. We've heard a lot of people's different stories. We've gotten to know people, learn about their life, learn about how they think, how they act. The emotions that go up and down, you know, even if you don't want them to, even if you're not trying to show that side of who you are and you're trying to be an online personality, you spend enough time around people online and in a social setting, no matter if it's physical in presence or like we do on Podbean, you get to know people, and it's a really cool thing, man. It's really cool to get to know people from around the world. Around the United States, even, you know, the different mindsets, the different places people come from, and somehow we all share a lot, you know, we all have a lot of the same old sayings, we have the same mannerisms, we have the same constitution of right and wrong, we look at life very similar, and on the other hand, there's a lot of times we get together, we talk, and there's a lot of different viewpoints and different ways to approach things. And the more you put yourself out there around people who are different, the more you learn. It's hard to learn from people who are exactly the same as you. You just kind of get comfortable and sit in that mindset. And it's okay, right? But it's really good to be around people that are different and that you can learn from. But on the other hand of all that, that's why these pre-records are so important to me, is because it gave me a chance to sit here. And unlike the live shows that have a mind of their own and they go wherever they want to go, you know, depending on how the conversation rolls, sometimes it's just music playing and there's not a lot of conversation. Sometimes there's people talking over top of each other. There's so much conversation going on. Sometimes there's drama. Sometimes there's happiness. There's, you know, everything that you could possibly imagine that goes on the live shows and the dynamics between the people that show up to the live show are incredible, and it has a mind of its own and it does its own thing. I wouldn't change anything about the outside of normal live shows, especially the overnight shows. They have become a thing of their own, and I love the way they format themselves, they run themselves, and it's not a lot of me talking and filling up the airspace with nonsense. It's not even any one person coming in. It's a collective of minds that get together and just hash out the day, talk about things going on in life, you know, and sometimes we explore deep topics and we have those conversations, and it's a very unique and great thing to be a part of. But with the pre-recorded podcast here that I get to do, and I haven't done in a while, like I said, but I'm bringing it back and I'm going to start doing them regularly again, because it gives me a chance to really just be me and explain life as I've learned from, you know. It's not life as I know it or the way I feel like situations should go or the advice I give out should be taken because I said it, but it's life, man, and I learn from living, and I learn from others and their situation and their stories because I listened, and I feel like I have something to say to the world, you know. And it's hard to do that sometimes when you're around all your friends and you got your peers around you, and there is a certain level of expectation of who you are and what your personality is, and the ability to be taken serious, you know, not necessarily by your peers and your friends, but by yourself, you know, because you know you're around people who know you. And sometimes when you start spitting truth and wisdom out there, as it were, it's really hard to do around people you know and people that you talk to every day. And with a pre-recorded, kind of gives me the open space to be able to do that without any instant reflection, you know. So that's why I like the pre-records, man. I just want to be able to put things into perspective sometimes. In a moment of self-reflection, I want to look at it and just say that I look at my life, man, and I watch my kids growing up. My son's just turned 21. I got Tori about to be 18 in July. Then I got Madison about to be 7, Asma be 4 in September. Pretty big age gap between the two sets of kids there. But they're growing up and they're becoming responsible. They're becoming fine young adults. My two older kids have got their plans set. They work towards their goals. They know how to accomplish things by putting in the work. And as a parent, that's just, you know, a lot of what you ask for. You know, you just want them to turn into good people that live good lives and, you know, try their best to keep their head above water. I watch the young ones grow up, and I'm watching them turn into proper young little lads and, yeah, lasses, really. Because of girls, but And I get to see them explore and learn and discover new things. And it's different when you have young kids and you're older than when you have young kids and you're young, I believe. You get to look at it different, and you've just been through more things, have a different mindset, and it's just different. I'm not better or worse either way, just different. And I'm truly blessed that I get to discover them, you know, at the age I'm at now, and watch them grow and be a part of that. And I think out of all the things I've done in my life, being a dad, it's probably the best job I've done out of everything. But with that being said, I say that because when it comes to this podcast, when it comes to doing the live cast part of everything, we have built a pretty nice community over the last couple of years. There's been some podcasts out there and some friends out there that have been around longer than the 2 years I've been around. But I know where Podbean was at, and I know where the community was at before I arrived. And I see where it's at now. And I see all the hours spent, all the time spent talking with each other, spending time with each other, getting to know each other, being there for each other, being that shoulder. And even though it's not a face-to-face thing, it's not an in-your-neighborhood kind of connection, I feel like it's deeper on a lot of levels because of the fact that it's just open, honest communication that we've developed. Outside of normal, especially, and I know some of the other podcasts are too, but here, with outside of normal, we made it a goal as a group to be unfiltered, to be uncensored, to be completely open with each other, to never hold anything back, to just be real people, and lose the expectations, lose the pretenses that go along with the things that happen naturally when you meet people in person, between their appearances and the way they talk, the way they look, the way they stand, their demeanor while you're talking to them. All these things add up and create a precursor to who that person really is in your mind, right? And sometimes it takes a long time to get past that in order to know who the real person is. Where with what we've built in the Podbean community, it seems that all those reservations and filters and things that people put up naturally are no longer needed as defenses against the insecurities that we hold. So we kind of let them down. We put the walls down a little bit. And we spend time getting to know actual people. And in doing so, I think over the last 2 years since I've been around, with the help of Caps and the Pulse and the Old Man Show and a few others out there, we have built a pretty good community, a pretty good family of people. And I think that deserves merit, man. It's rare in life to find one or two people who really give a shit, you know, and to find a whole community of people who do. It's even more rare. And we're lucky as a group to have that with each other. And I know that it seems to have been some kind of tension or something between certain sets of people in our community over different things. And for my part and all that, I apologize for anything that I could have done to push that along. People are people, and people do things all the time that to other people may not seem correct, or it may seem misguided, or it may seem like ill will, right? And it's not always what it is. You know, everything's not always what it seems to be on the surface. And a lot of it is just personal growth that happens with individuals. And Yeah, sometimes that goes against the grain of the collective, but it doesn't mean anything changes. It doesn't mean any of the friendship changes. It doesn't mean the likability of that person changes. It doesn't mean that the commonalities that you find within that person have changed. It's just growth, man. It's just growth. And we all grow, and we should all grow. If you're not growing, you're dead. And it's not a good place to be, right? You want to be dead weight walking around in a meat sack. You know, it's a sad existence. So, I mean, growth is a good thing. And things change naturally as people grow and situations develop and things become seasoned, as it were. And that's just where we're at, you know, in that stage. And it builds a community, makes it stronger, man. It makes the friends a tighter group, a tighter knit group of people. And I really, truly hope that's the outcome here in the end. There's been people in our community that have went over the top and have done things that have, just really piss some people off with their languages and their discourse and the way they treat other people. And that's sad when that happens, but Rico, sometimes you step over lines you can't unstep over, man. You just have to move forward and face life as it is. And if you get to hear this, man, and I just want to say, one day life will make you grow up, and when that day happens, you'll realize how immature and childish you were being in certain moments, and hopefully one day you'll realize that's not the behavior of an adult. And that's really all I got to say about that guy. But I say that about him because I did a show at lunch today. Today is Tuesday, and it is May the 7th, by the way. I know it's really bad to time log pre-recorded podcast because when somebody listens to it, they feel like they're listening to something in the past and it's not relevant, but it's relevant now because I had somebody come on my show to freak out, act all kinds of crazy, and I am going to upload this show, and they called me a racist and said, you know, all these horrible, crazy things about who I was and my character. And I know I shouldn't let that bother me because it's not true. And when things aren't true and there's no truth to them, it really shouldn't bother you. And to be honest, it doesn't bother me. Like, I'm not bothered by it. I just wanted to clear the air and say that I'm an equal opportunity offender. I talk shit, make jokes, have a laugh, and poke fun at people all the time. And I do so in a way that is fun, carefree, and non-stigmatic. I don't go around and degrade people. And, you know, that's just what it is. And outside of normal, we have no room for that crap. We never have, we never will. And that's not just me, that's with anybody. I will let anyone and everyone come on my panel, come into my show, share their opinions, give their thoughts as long as they're respectful and they do it in a way. Even if they come in yelling, screaming, acting irate, that seems counterintuitive to the respect thing, but sometimes people get emotional and I let those things ride out. As long as they're not being degrading and demoralizing towards others, right? Like, it's a fine line to walk, man. You come in there, talk shit, be mad, share your opinions, get it all off your chest, and that's what we're there for. But never will, never have, never gonna tolerate people being degrading towards other people. And that's really all I'm going to say about that as well. I just want to let everybody know that Outside of Normal is going strong. We got new things developing. We got the middle going on. We got the last shot with Paul Gunn. Hopefully starting soon on a Saturday, we'll be doing those shows. We got Sunday's trivia show with the Eliminated Brilliance at Caps. And we got the Outside Normal Lunch shows and After Midnight shows that we do live. Rhonda and Cindy have a show out there in the mornings. 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Called Coffee Tea with Cindy. Coffee and Tea with Me. With Cindy and Rhonda. So make sure you're checking that show out. And obviously check Sue out in the early mornings before that show gets started with, when she gets her day started and over there in England. And music while you work kind of thing going on with her. She plays a little music. You get to hear her at work. It's really actually an entertaining show. You got Strange Days with South Oz out there. He runs his shows late night here over here on the East Coast. Midday over there in Australia. So make sure you're checking his show out, all his publications that he's got going on. In the afternoon times, you can find my buddy Caps on. You know, he throws out 2 or 3 shows a week, so make sure you check out the afternoons over here on the East Coast afternoons for my buddy Caps with his music and chill shows that he does. A lot of good stuff going on. Make sure you're at 10 a.m. Eastern, though. This week, for the rest of the week, and then start next week, Tuesday through Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern, make sure you're checking out The Middle, new news and variety show hosted by yours truly and Caps, with special conversation from Sue, Shep, Shelby, Paul, and some other friends. And make sure that starting Monday and every Monday following after, you tune into the Old Man Show. That's right. He's going to 1 day a week. He'll start your week off with a smile and a skip in your step and a laugh in your heart over there with the Old Man's Monday Morning Show with Shonda sitting in the navigator seat. Obviously, me, my friend Rhonda, and my friend Amber May also riding in, out there in first class, hanging out and making sure everything goes right with the flights. It's going to be a really good show, a really good time. Make sure you're there for it and check all that out. Appreciate you for downloading and checking out this episode of The Back Porch. It's good to be back with the pre-records. I got a lot more to say, man, a lot more to talk about, a lot more to get off my chest and out of my head, man. And it should be good. It should be great times for everybody. I hope everybody gets around to enjoying it and being a part of it. And I just want to say thank you, man. I will have live shows continuing. Those aren't stopping, but we'll have the pre-records coming back. And I appreciate you for downloading and giving me a time and day to listen to them. I will try to keep them short, under an hour, obviously, on even the longest ones. But most of them, like this one, around 30 minutes. Maybe, you know, 15, 20, 30 minutes on an episode is good enough for a pre-record. Gives you time to get into work, and we'll try to keep them in between that. But I do appreciate it. Make sure you check out Outside of Normal. Make sure you check out my buddy Cass. Make sure you check out Oz and Sue and Rhonda and Cindy. And go over there and check out our friends with the Pulse Network going on over there. The Pulse, Shane and Lucky, and of course Crash. Make sure you're checking all them out as well. Make sure you check out The Old Man. Come into our shows in the morning. You can hear my friend Eric Kirk give you a rundown on all the shows that are out there. And make sure you check out and support the podcasts that are in the community, man. The only way we grow the community is by sharing and liking and getting people in here. And it's a good place to be. It's a good community to be a part of. So support your local podcaster out there on Podbean. And until next time, I am your host, Russ. This is Outside of Normal, and I'm out.